Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Good morning. This is Pastor Chad McMullen from First Christian Church in Sedalia. Today, I want to talk about how we respond to difficulty in our lives. And I want to remind you of Paul and Silas in the book of Acts when they're thrown in prison. They don't throw a fit. They don't get bent out of shape. What they do is they praise the Lord despite their circumstance. My youngest son is learning how to use an open-faced fishing reel. And one of the big challenges with an open-faced fishing reel is that it can get some pretty good knots in it. The other day we were fishing and he cast it out there and it had a small backlash in it. Not a huge mess of knots, but a small one. Man, the more he pulled, the bigger the knot got. The harder he pulled, the worse it got. And eventually he finally came to me. He's like, "Dad, I can't get this knot out. Can you help me?" And it reminded me of how we often do things when things get all knotted up in our lives. We force, we manipulate, we push, we prod, we react, we erupt, we tug, we twist, we pry, we get mad, we get even, we make things worse, we push harder, and then we go to the Father. Turn to the Lord, even in times of difficulty. If we would turn to the Lord when things aren't going the way we expect them and say something like, "Praise the Lord anyway," boy, it could make all of the difference. Our Father wants to help us, and He's given us the gift of prayer to turn to Him. I encourage you today in your struggles to turn to Him in praise and thanksgiving and asking Him for His help.